This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All three of their best goal scorers out there together. All of them 30-plus in the regular season, including Robertson. He scores right through Stuart Skinner.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about Jason Robertson in just a second. Not just the headlines. We've done a deep dive into this, all right? I have arguments, counter-arguments, and the suitors waiting to get Jason Robertson and what they might be willing to give you for him.
Ryan Suter?
No.
All right.
But I like what you're doing there.
Gotcha.
But real quick, maybe this will take up more time than I anticipate. Is there an old-timey sports opinion that really drives you crazy? Because you know exactly where this is coming from. Somebody has texted in, and I get it. I've heard it before. I just think that is a preposterous thought that Troy Aikman was a bus driver.
Did you see his response?
No.
Because you said, "You're a damn fool," is what you called him. And he said, "I mean, nice bus driver, but that was bus was better than anything Tony had. Dak has done less with more around him than Tony." If you watch Troy Aikman, he drove the best bus out there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He did. And he was the bus driver on that team. But everybody on that bus knew to sit down and be quiet. You know what I mean? Like talk to any of the former players on that team and ask them about, here's a perfect example. Charlie Williams and Nate Newton and I are doing the show out at the Star. And Nate's talking, he's going on and on about you know, all the trash they used to talk. Him and Charles Haley used to talk so much trash. They'd sit there on the bus. And nobody was safe. All right. If you got on that bus, nobody was safe. I asked them, so when Troy got on, how did y'all handle? And they all just stopped for a second. And they said, "Oh, actually, we didn't say anything to Troy. Troy didn't ride on that bus." And I said, "Oh, really?" And they said, "Troy would burn you worse than anybody on the team."
Yeah.
And on top of that, we just didn't mess with him because we didn't want to mess with Troy.
Yeah.
They all knew he was their guy, and they also didn't want to mess with him because they knew he'd chew him up. And so that was, he was more than just that, just a bus driver on that team. He was everything for them, and they all give him that credit. So,
yeah. And look, I
ask Michael Irvin what he thinks about Troy Aikman.
I get it. I just saw somebody give his touchdowns and interception ratio and then said Andy Dalton was better. Like, I mean, I understand if you just didn't never watch the games. Like, if you just look at the stat sheet, I guess you could come to that idea.
But the games changed a lot since he played, too.
So the game changed a lot to enhance passing ability, but also, that was one of the things about him. He stepped up his game in the playoffs. Neither Tony Romo nor Dak Prescott has done that.
Was it Brian Billick we were talking with about Trent Dilfer? And we asked him, how do you win with a quarterback like that that nobody thought was an elite quarterback? And he said, how do you win with a coach that nobody thought was, you know, like he made the joke.
Right.
But then he was like, no, but seriously, we were at the tail end of that era of football.
Yeah.
I just happened to have the right defense, the right thing. We had the right thing to go make that happen. But we were at the tail end of that era. Troy was right in the middle and end of that era as well. once Troy's career was done, quarterbacking changed. Like, it's changed completely over the last 30 years to what it is now. Now it is reliant upon the quarterback. Back then it was, you got to build a team.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, because of the salary cap, it's so reliant heavily on the quarterback. But back then it was definitely, the team matters more than Dan Marino.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, on the Jason Robertson front, what's y'all's initial thought? Would you be pro or against trading Jason Robertson? And then we can dive through some of the talking points for both. He's under contract for one more year at $7.75 million.
Okay. So, and somebody just tweeted, trade one of the only players that showed up in the Western Conference Final. Brilliant idea, coming off an injury too, mind you. In the playoffs.
I don't know why questions seem to offend people.
It does.
So
questions do offend people. I believe that Jason Robertson still has another place to be.
Yep.
In his career. And I want to see that here. Will I wait for it like Jamie Benn? Like, with Jamie Benn, we've been kind of waiting all this time for that next level. It really is just the cup for him at this point.
Yeah.
And that kind of solidifies everything we knew about Jamie Benn. I think Robertson still has the ability to play a tick faster. And that's what he needs. The dude is, it's beautiful to watch his game. I also do have and have been over the last few years questioning toughness and questioning speed. He's not the fastest skater on the ice.
Agreed.
And he's not the toughest big man on the ice either. But he sees the ice in a way, he's like Donatello. You know, like Donatello saw everything else that was going on and was able to fill in voids where nobody else could. And that's where I see Robertson, is he's not Raphael or Michelangelo, where he's just out there bouncing around, knocking people down, but he sees it in a different way. And I think you need those pieces, but it depends on what I can get back and what he is. Steven uses this term a lot. Steven Jones, is he a progress stopper for somebody else that could take that next role?
Yes. Okay. So I'll answer that question first. I do not think he is, but we all really fell in love with Thomas Harley even more in the playoffs, right? Like, he looked
sure.
Unbelievable.
He looked like he upped his game.
Exactly. Amazing young player for the Stars, right? Do you know that Jason Robertson is 2 years and 1 month older than Thomas Harley?
I did not know
and
that.
So, and like, I just wanted to point out, I think Jason Robertson gets talked about like he's 30. He's 25.
Yeah.
He's 2 years, almost exactly 2 years older than Thomas Harley. And we talk about them totally different, as if Thomas Harley is this young upstart, which he is, and he's great. This is not a negative against Thomas Harley.
We've just seen Thomas Harley's coming out party.
Yeah.
And Jason Robertson, he got a big contract because he did what he did a couple of years ago, where during the regular season, he dominated.
And you know what's wild about that? They've played the same amount of postseason games. Like, that, so I just wanted to throw that out there. So one of the big reasons I would be against trading Jason Robertson, he's better in the playoffs than you think. All right? Because we have kind of lamented some of what it feels like are his playoff struggles. He averages 0.79 points per game in the playoffs, which isn't going to cut it for a player that will consistently get you 1 point a game, if not significantly or a little bit more than one.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1 point a game. I do want to point out, and I realize a couple of these players are defensemen or offensive defensemen. In their playoff career, that is better than Roope Hintz, a good bit better than Wyatt. That's better than Miro. That is a lot better than Thomas Harley, and it's better than Ben, and it's better than Sagan. So I just wanted to throw out the idea because I was surprised when I was looking at this. Is Jason Robertson is better in the playoffs than we seem to think. And so that's my point number one that I'm going to present. Secondly, last year, this past season, he did have some struggles for sure, but he still led the Stars with goals in the regular season, and he scored 4 goals in the last 3 games of the playoffs. So even with his own struggles, he was still the leading scorer on the team. Now, we'll get to one of the trades they made and how that might change it. Also, he's on the last year of his deal, $7.75 million. Do you think you're going to find a player that will average a point per game for $7.75 million?
Don't?
Yeah. And so that might be another point against trading him. Alec, I want to get where you fall on this real quick before we get to some of the counter arguments about perhaps why you would want to trade him.
I think that for that price, I understand why the conversation is coming up, because the value that you can get is probably going to be phenomenal. You're talking about an expiring deal, a guy that, like you said, we almost age him in an inappropriate way because it feels like he's been here forever, but he's in his mid-20s. When he's healthy, he is uber productive. And like you said, we probably make him to be more of a playoff villain than he actually is. So I do think there's going to be a lot of interest and there's going to be a lot of teams willing to overpay for him. So I would listen. But again, for that salary figure, I'm going to go ahead and ride it out and try to add and supplement around him rather than move him. Right now, today, without knowing what offers would be on the table, I'd say I'm keeping him just because I think the value is worth more to keep that continuity and to see what he can do with Mikko Rantanen in a full offseason program and everything, see if they can really get that chemistry going.
Yeah, that's another valid point, is the line adjustments made when Mikko got in here late in the season did change some things for everybody.
True.
And I'm kind of curious if DeBoer's still here.
Which I think he will be at this point, right? No?
Yes. I don't know, man. I'm not running the Stars. but if he is, I'll be interested to see how he decides to kind of go out with that next year.
All right. So the case for trading Jason Robertson, and then Alec, you mentioned this as well. I'm going to present a deal to you that Yahoo Sports thinks is on the table already. Because supposedly there's already at least 4 teams lining up that would be interested in Jason Robertson.
Okay, so for money, huh?
Yes. All right, so one of the reasons that potentially the Stars should trade Jason Robertson, we talked about how he makes $7.75 million. He's in the last year of his contract. I don't think he's going to re-sign for that amount of money. You got to think somewhere between Hintz's $8.4 million and Rantanen's $12 million. All right, so let's just say $10 million.
Okay.
All right? This is not a team that has a lot of money at these particular moments.
Right.
So are you in a position to give Jason Robertson more money? Then again, if you traded him off, perhaps you could take some of those cap savings and pull them in.
And don't forget about void years also.
Yeah, they don't. That is not quite as
bird rights
prevalent. No, neither. Oof. Man, are
there front-loaded contracts in hockey, or is it all very, very rigid?
It's significantly closer. I'm not going to say it never happens, but it's significantly closer to like pretty even. And like the current deal that Robertson is on right now, literally every year was $7.75 million.
Gotcha. Okay.
All the
okay.
way down the road. All right, so there's that. You mentioned the line adjustments. And so I realize that you have to remember that this came off of him having an injury, but they initially tried to put Robertson with Miko and with Ropé on the top line, and it didn't work. And later he got demoted as far as the fourth line, and even Granlund jumped up ahead of him. He doesn't have the speed of Rantanen. So I do kind of wonder, now are you going to pay that much money for somebody who you are going to slot down the line?
Yeah. What does he think he's worth too? You know,
yeah.
Like that's another thing. If he's just like, no, I know this is a great, I love hockey and I'm making really good money playing this game. And this is, I don't need Rantanen money. I need something that's serviceable that puts me in the right place.
And see, the thing I think he brings value on the trade front is, I know he only has 1 year left, but after that, he is still a restricted free agent. So you still have like potentially the advantage, and then maybe he'd want to play another year so then he could be unrestricted in 2 years at the age of 27.
And one of the things that stuck with me, Kevin, that Miko said was Dallas seems like a place where hockey players enjoy being.
Yeah.
Like he made that comment of Dallas seems like they treat it's, I've always heard that Dallas treats their players well. Dallas is a good place to be for hockey players. So that, I mean, that could definitely come as a selling point. I know Jamie Benn was like, I never want to know anything
sure.
else because
yes.
I've seen the other places.
Now here is what could tip the scales for you.
Money.
Ooh, I think it's actually something else.
Oh.
So Yahoo presented their trade projection for the Philadelphia Flyers. The Philadelphia Flyers, those are one of the teams that are thought to, I don't know if covet Jason Robertson is the right word, but really, really want him. All right. This is from Yahoo. We can safely assume that both of the Flyers' late first round picks are in play. So that would be the number 22 pick and the number 32 pick. And a defenseman and perhaps a player like Owen Tippett, who he's 26 and has scored at least 3 goals in the last, or excuse me, at least 20 goals in each of the last 3 seasons. So now, if I told you that you have the potential to strengthen your defense, get a player who is definitely a competent goal scorer, and maybe at least one, if not 2, first-round draft picks for an organization that obviously for some of these moves has sent out a plethora of draft picks, that gives you an idea of what you're looking at, and that gives me at least some cause to think about it. You know, like, I'm not like, you just got to get rid of Jace Robertson, but when I hear a first-round pick, perhaps a pair of first-round picks in the upcoming draft, and then Owen Tippett and a defenseman, I'm like, huh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. That is a lot.
And those draft picks are going to be significantly more friendly to start out against your cap than re-signing Robertson or whatever other direction you decide to go.
The 817, I've said it the last 3 playoff runs, you need to move on from either Robo or Otter to reset the message in the room. It's bittersweet, though, because your former star is performing well throughout the league.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. Being better than Ben and Sagan is what any forward should be.
Sure. No, I agree. And that's why I wanted to throw out, like, I don't feel like Ropé gets this kind of scrutiny. I mean, Wyatt Johnston, I feel like, got some scrutiny, but probably not as much this year. And I realize he is an even younger player than even Thomas Harley. But I just wanted to throw out there the idea that I think Jason Robertson is better in the playoffs than people think. He's just not as good as we've seen in the regular season, which is absolutely a disappointing thing as well. I'll be curious to see what they do on that front, because the Stars do kind of feel like they're in that Celtics mode of like, hey, we're up against the cap and we might need to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe even something a little bit dramatic.
Sell the team?
No, not.
That's
okay.
What the Celtics just did,
not
right?
Not sell the team.
Oh, okay, good.
As far as I know, hey, but if it happens, let's go back to this cut and say that we were on that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.